Tonight, the Billy Graham Crusade is underway in New York City. Graham is in his 80s, and this is said to be his last American revival meeting. It could be his last anywhere. That raises big questions, according to commentator Gustav Niebuhr. He's a professor of religion and media at Syracuse University.
If Billy Graham retires after preaching in New York this weekend, that will raise a big question. Will the job of national evangelist finally fall vacant? Ever since colonial days, many Americans have been powerfully attracted to a single revivalist, someone who distinguished himself by his ability to preach a popular, unvarnished Christianity. Those names are writ large in American religious history. Before the Revolution, George Whitefield, an Englishman whose preaching tours in the American colonies made him the single best-known individual on this side of the Atlantic. Before the Civil War, Charles Finney, a lawyer whose powerful sermonizing helped drive a national revival called the Second Great Awakening. And early in the 20th century, Billy Sunday, an orphan who went on to become a baseball player, experienced a religious conversion, and then went on to preach to vast audiences. Graham has built on this tradition and expanded it to reach people worldwide, thanks to his mastery of television and his remarkable endurance over 5 decades. In some ways, the time should be ripe for a successor to Graham to emerge. Religion, particularly evangelical Protestantism, seems far more public than at any time in the recent past. But the overall religious culture of this nation is highly varied these days. People who call themselves Christians include Protestants, both mainline and evangelical, Roman Catholics, Eastern Orthodox, and Mormons. Some are liberals, some are moderates, some are conservatives. And it's well known that the nation is becoming more pluralistic. Look at a place like Flushing, New York, where Graham will preach this weekend. Its churches represent many denominations. There are also substantial communities of Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Sikhs. This helps explain why religion is often connected now with some of the most contentious issues in American society. Is it permissible to display the Ten Commandments in a public building? That question is before the Supreme Court. Who decides when an incapacitated family member should be allowed to die? Congress got involved in that issue 3 months ago. Were non-Christians being proselytized at the U.S. Air Force Academy? A military panel was sent to investigate. We're caught up in a complicated, acrimonious, and sometimes partisan debate over what role religion should play in public life. That debate is connected with an underlying question. What does it mean to be religious? Until those issues are resolved, and that may be a long time coming, it's difficult to imagine someone else emerging to take Billy Graham's pulpit.
Gustav Niebuhr is a professor of religion and the media at Syracuse University.